gender and women's studies may be acceptable at a postgraduate level, but they can have no integrity when erected on a base other than classical sociology. Polemical courses on racism and other such causes are not the primary business of English or history departments, or ought not to be, and will have no bottom unless well-founded on broader studies. The awful truth is that young people are treating universities as cafeterias, choosing very unbalanced diets. And what's worse, the universities are pandering to them, meeting their needs, and of course encouraging them. Business is business. And of course, the universities have all utterly shirked moral responsibility. Here's a quotation, I'll tell you later about it. In such a state of society, the master fears and flatters his scholars, and the scholars despise their masters and tutors. Young and old are all alike, and the young man is on the level with the old and is ready to compete with him in word and deed, and old men condescend to the young and are full of pleasantry and gaiety. They are loath to be thought morose and authoritative. They abnegate responsibility for moral judgment, and therefore they adopt the manners of the young. Who was it? Plato. He knew a thing or two. It's all happened. There's nothing new under the sun. Literacy is in decline, but the greatest loss of all is history, in my view. Ignorance of history, even of comparatively recent events, or their submersion beneath various fatuous forms of identity politics, is a modern human tragedy. Evidence is not hard to find. Students will all tell you that equality is a basic human right, whatever that might mean, and assert any number of meaningless platitudes. Chesterton laments the modern habit of looking at the past only from the modern end. Those brought up without awareness of history, he says, and again quoting him, rebel against they know not what, because it arose they know not how, intent only on its ending. They are ignorant of its beginning, and therefore of its very being. The neglect of history is perhaps the greatest disaster to have afflicted the contemporary educational world. Postmodernism, with its aversion to the notion of objective truth, cringes before the enormity of the task of understanding the world. And my own personal view is postmodernism emerges from this very fact that overarching knowledge is so difficult to obtain in any subject. Can't do it, therefore isn't necessary, therefore there's no such thing as truth. There's a sort of a logic in that, I think. Postmodernism masquerades as a sort of Socratic skepticism, which is what makes it so attractive to so many. Postmodernism. Oh, is it? Oh, thank you. masquerades as a kind of Socratic skepticism, which is what makes it so attractive to so many. There's a well-known definition of pessimism as optimism with the facts. It's a lovely bit of American humor, so it should be read as far as one can with an American accent, I think. Optimism. Pessimism with the facts. Best I can do. But I love that crispness of American humor. You know. Pessimism is optimism with the facts. That's right. But it exposes the sad truth that for many people in our privileged Western world, life is cruel and meaningless, that the beauty and wonder have gone out of learning, and that in the end everything is hopeless. This has led, as inevitably as the needle turns to the pole, to a sense of frailty in the face of the universe. Correct vision may be, but wrong solution, if it leads, as it almost always does, to premature specialization. There's a very big B in my bonnet, premature specialization. Far too many children leave school never having learnt to read, write, and think straight, before going on to university to become criminologists, sports psychologists, and teachers. And criminology particularly. I mean, there's so many people doing criminology. Why? What is it about criminology that makes that so attractive? And why would undergraduates straight out of school study criminology? I hope I don't offend anybody here. I hope there aren't budding criminologists among you, but I do know there are far too many doing criminology at undergraduate level in universities nowadays. Education can now be chopped up into even smaller units and modules and nodules and so forth for ease of digestion and subsequent oblivion. Is there any escape from this? Years ago, this is a true story, a minister of the Australian government went to America and spoke to some of the senior executives of IBM, I hope I'm not overshooting, and asked what sort of graduate they were looking for. And the IBM people said, well, the kind we want, but we can never get enough of, are people with first-class degrees in English or philosophy who are good at chess. Because they can learn computer languages. They can think, they can communicate, they can pick up computer languages. They don't want people who've just gone to and done computer science at university and very little else. It's a wonderful story.